dirty waters that Jesus walked on. Dirty waters.
Check, check, check.
Yo.
Check, check, check.
Tell the chicks to bring the waffles out.
Yeah. Let me pull it up.
Pull up to the waffle house.
Yeah.
Tell that bitch bring the waffles out.
Go to FedEx, get a mail from my ex because she a bitch.
Yeah.
Cheesy.
Computers, they pew.
I don't need computers.
I only accept that from niggas like Cam or fucking 2 Chainz.
Yo, yo.
No.
2 Chainz can say some bullshit.
Skip a flipper saying some hard junk.
I don't be saying 2 Chainz say some bullshit. I think you just gotta read it with the
nah, he can say some bullshit.
Skip a flipper.
That's what I'm talking about. They don't do nothing, man. That's in New York. Nigga. Yeah.
Yo.
If he says some bullshit, he had a hard ass.
Hold on. What I said was,
No,
bullshit.
But what I said was,
regardless to have it or not.
Yo, ain't no sick of you.
Mother
goddamn. Street fighters. Uppercut.
What?
Stroking your wrist, making those.
And it was more combat.
Tekken
was tough.
I see you go. Are we recording? We started? Just let me know, man, so I can goddamn.
Official. Everything is official tissue. The motherfucking Dirty Water Podcast. We here again. We back there trying some shit. It's me, Lex.
Dave B.
Moses.
We in this motherfucker. We got the motherfucking engineer in this motherfucker.
You know. Your boy B Rick.
We in this bitch. Goddamn. First of all, hey yo, hold up. Engineer. We ain't gonna have no more little kids and not running through the session.
Nah,
we good. Are you sure? We're like,
they have vacated the property. Vacated the premises.
We trying to make sure.
Show me how to do timetables.
We was like, we gonna fire this nigga. We gotta watch it. We might fire this nigga.
That's the first point y'all want to make.
We ain't shit. This is Dirty Water Podcast. We ain't shit.
I'm on my apprentice.
We ain't shit. And look, I'm gonna tell you some real shit too. I'm saucy. I was saucy before I came in this motherfucker. Yeah, so we gonna make this a lit ass fucking episode, my
lit.
For sure. Now, what we really wanna talk about first, real quick, is the fucking killer they found for that 13-year-old girl in Lumberton.
Birdman signed him.
Shut up, nigga. Birdman ain't signed this dumbass nigga.
Birdman
ain't signed this dumbass nigga. This nigga, man, yo, listen. Fuck this nigga. We gonna say that first. How you feel about this shit, Dave? How you feel about this dude?
Yeah, he's a worst type of nigga out here, you know what I mean? Kidnapping girls, raping them, killing them. He deserve whatever he get,
right,
and more. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he kidnapped her, he raped her, like, come on, man. Killed her. Come on, man. His name is Michael Ray McClellan, is what I want to say, 34 years old, from Fairmont. Oh, man, he's a fucking filthy animal, is what the fuck he is, man.
You Halloween pervert.
Right.
Michael.
Yo, talk that shit, Bo's. Please, talk your little shit, man, because I don't like this guy right now.
Yeah,
I really don't like this guy,
it's
man.
It's always some nasty nigga named Michael, right?
Dave, tell him more, man. I mean, are you done about this nigga? You want to talk more about this lame fucker? Before I get in chop this nigga.
Tell him how you feel, man.
You want me to? Yo, fuck Michael.
Fuck Michael.
Fuck Michael, man.
Fuck Michael Myers.
Like, you a fucked up individual. Like, why would you do something like that to somebody, like, you really fucked up. Like,
he got two teardrops on his face,
you know,
Moses.
You get fucked up.
He got two teardrops on
his
face.
Nigga go to prison. Like, you don't understand this niggas that's in prison that got daughters and shit like that that's waiting to fuck this nigga up.
They don't respect them type of nigga.
Yeah, so I'm just waiting him to get in that cell with your bitch ass.
Hey, shout out to the jails. And if the jails, if y'all hear this shit, yo, fuck that nigga up. That's how we feel. Yo, beat his ass. Do whatever the fuck you gotta do. Don't kill him. Let him live through that shit. You know what I mean? Nah, man. Let him live through the pain that he gotta deal with.
Yo, I don't,
you know,
nah,
mean?
Like,
I feel like dying and killing is easy. Like, they got off easy. Like, oh, it's just no more. Nah, like, live through that shit.
Fuck that. In too deep. Break the pool stick. Think about him. Think about him.
Oh, you wanna go that far?
Yeah. Somebody gonna break. Get in the shower.
Right.
Nigga. I'm waiting for you to drop the soap with your bitch ass.
Right.
That's nasty.
He seemed like he's very adamant about making sure y'all have every detail.
He's gonna get. He's gonna get what Stingy, done. What he's been doing for Stingy a long
gave
time.
Gave him a whole formula.
I've been watching that blueprint.
Let me see that dirty water over there. Let me get that right there.
Can you please give you?
Yeah, like we were saying, yo, fuck this dude. We got no respect for this dude. Hopefully the jails will get him. And that's the type of shit we on at Dirty Water. This Dirty Water is fucking good. I ain't gonna lie. Dirty Water is very good. And then what was the other shit? Where's my shit at? Here we are. Oh, something else we want to get into real quick was teachers fucking students.
Whoa.
Yo. Whoa. I'm tired of that shit. I'm tired. Yo, every time I get on the fucking, every time I get on the Federal Observer, I'm tired of seeing that shit, man. What the fuck is going on, man? And it ain't just happening here. I'm seeing it going on in other places, too. I'm just saying, like, why the fuck is it cool for a man to be fucking these young-ass girls like that? And it ain't just them neither. I'm not saying it's just the male, because the females out here fucking the young dudes trying to get off. You know what I mean? So what you think? What you think, Moses? What you think?
Oh, it's on me first.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh,
I want to hear what you gotta say. Because I'm tired of me first. Because I'm tired of hearing the shit. I just want to know. I just said, yo, I'm tired of seeing the shit. I'm tired of reading about that shit, man. That's the raw. So you know, that's the raw. You got. That's the raw you got. You. That ain't the backwoods, man. Yeah.
But, to that right there is crazy, cause like I remember in school, like the, even the females used to be like jocking a nigga, so
right.
It wasn't nothing. It was, I mean, it's a sign for a kid. It's like, damn, a grown ass female like you, but it's disgusting at the same time. Like, once you see what's going on, it's a lot with the more females too than just males. You know what I'm saying? You gotta understand what kind of. The female teachers like the male teachers. What we used to have to worry about is gym teachers. Like, we used to see all the little white. I'm sorry, but you see white girls just line up, like, won't run and doing nothing. Just, oh, I'm tired.
What you got? Go ahead. Go ahead. Hold on. Go ahead, Moses. Like, we get to use in a second.
Next
baby.
Thing you know, they with the football players, so they got. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry, passed around.
Right.
It was just real, but it's just like. You really have to watch your kid. That's what it comes down to, the parent. You really have to know what your kid is
back
doing.
To parenting, basically, is what you're saying.
Yeah, like,
back to parenting.
They can just say, oh, yeah, we got him for this right here. And you see that, oh, yeah, he like it. No, you'd be right there with him. Right. See what's going on.
I ain't got no light.
My light, my
oh, light, shit, man. My fault. I did steal your light. I'm sorry.
Damn, nigga stealing light. Is
that happens all the time.
Nigga stealing light.
It was crazy. It wasn't even in my pocket. You know, lighters usually end up in niggas' pockets.
4 minutes in, I lose my goddamn.
Yeah, don't fucking interrupt the podcast talking about your goddamn lighter. You got it back now.
But it's getting crazy. Like, it's been going on. So don't think like, oh, facts. It just started. It's been going on before we was in school. So
right.
It's just that they took a lot of things out, and I feel like that's why things are going on. Like, we had a lot of praying and stuff like that, so I think that really kept a lot of things going down. But now they ain't got no praying, it's just like kids going wild.
What you got on that, Dave? It's teachers fucking the students, male or female? Well, male and female, I mean.
Yeah, that's
it's crazy.
Yeah, you expect safety at your, you know, at your kid's school and shit. That shit ain't
definitely.
That shit is real scary. You know, I mean, you send them to school, and you got to worry about teachers being a nasty influence on, and you got to worry about other kids bringing weapons to school.
I prefer the word filthy. Filthy, fucking nasty and, fucks.
You know, you got. I think they need to. It's a. It could be a start, but you should make a age requirement, maybe. For the whatever age that you're teaching at, because you got a lot of instances, you got a lot of like 23-year-old female teachers,
right?
And they get in a room with this big ass football playing ass nigga,
right?
Nigga, look at least 30.
Yeah, it's not 30, but like 25.
You know what I mean? Nigga, at least 30. And you know what I mean? And you out here playing football, and she ends up finding them attractive somehow. And then, you know, shit go down. He got pictures. And then, well, first of all, on the teacher being a woman side and fucking male students, stop telling your boys. Y'all niggas is wilding out. Y'all niggas is wilding out, man. You supposed to keep that shit a secret.
Right. This nigga supposed to keep it a secret. They let it out the bag.
So you mean to tell me it's cool? It's still not cool.
But now you just made it. You trying to make it seem cool.
That's not cool at all.
Even though it seems cool, I ain't gonna lie. It always seems cool. Like, we don't know what we doing. Because I'm not gonna lie, when that shit happened to me, it was cool.
Right.
It was cool. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm sorry. It was cool, but at the same time, it's really not. Like,
it's not cool. But what about
We didn't understand that.
I mean, the females do it, but I mean, the males, though. It's like, I'm like, because, you know,
we're all
males at this podcast, right? So, what I'm saying, like, when the males, like, what's going on in a 30 to 40-year-old man's mind that's teaching high school students be like you still have to understand that's underage.
All right, so
like what the fuck?
What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna break it down. It's a couple different scenarios that would constitute, you know what I'm saying, somebody actually going that far. And like when you look at the statistics, it shows like they're not normal people, of course, but the situations and the circumstances surrounding that is either one or two or three things. So the first thing is not being properly taken care of at home. So when it comes to sexual relations for the teachers, if it's a female teacher, she probably ain't getting what she really want from the house. Mm. She probably ain't getting it. So that lack of, because you're with students how many hours out of the day, subconsciously, she's not knowing that, but she's growing an attraction to something that distorting her lines of, you know what I'm saying? It's basically distorting her lines of morality.
Right.
So, and then it has the second, second scenario.
Mm-hmm. Stole your lighter, Moses.
Here you go.
Okay.
I got your light. I stole it.
All right, he talking,
guys. No,
I'm listening. No,
you
good.
Give him a fucking light.
And then the second scenario is people are nowadays in this society, like the entertainment industry has made it a normal for you to visualize and sexualize things.
Porn, objects, porn,
people.
Porn.
You know what I'm saying? So,
porn.
Not even, not only just porn. Like,
I'm telling you,
not
niggas.
Only,
when was
not
porn.
Not only
just porn. It was always in teachers with the big old teachers.
First of all, niggas.
Yeah,
but who's the one that got one?
Yo, high school niggas is watching porn.
Yeah. Yes.
No doubt.
Definitely.
Yeah. Hey, that's teenagers. That's a fact. Right, but
right. Teenagers
it's
now.
It's not only the porn, though. It's also the music videos. It's also the lyrics and the music. It's also the message of the music. You see what I'm saying? So everybody is teaching this.
Teenagers horny.
It's the cool thing right now. You see what I'm saying? So outside of that, you have people that don't know that this plays on a subconscious level. You see what I'm saying? So now that you plan and you going on in your everyday life, you're not knowing this, but now things are subconsciously starting to be planted in your mind. And then you're in your own mind. So in your own mind, you making reasons for yourself. Like you convincing yourself why this may be okay, this may be possibly, or and that's where fantasies come from. Yeah. Fantasies. People say, "Well, I had a fantasy." I ain't gonna lie, I always had a fantasy of a teacher. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Like that was just nigga, the cool thing has, to be fantasizing
that
about.
That shit is cool, but
doesn't mean you have to engage.
Reality. Yeah, the reality of it is you have more than you have standards. Yeah, you see what I'm saying?
Still gotta know, but man.
Yo, them niggas touching fucking young students and shit like that. I don't give a fuck what's going on in their household.
It's
and
filthy.
It's disgusting.
It's filthy. Fuck that. Yeah,
you
it's
gotta
filthy.
Have some type of self-control, bro.
Right.
Self-control,
right.
Self-discipline. You know what I mean? And that's what's lacking in today's society as
no
well.
Matter where your mind goes, you still have to.
And if you got fantasy.
But it didn't start it. It's been
shit
like that.
In your fucking head.
That's what I'm saying.
And
you
at
got
your crib.
Right.
Go fill your fucking computer up with kiddie porn you want, and then the FBI will soon come after you. But
yeah,
don't
definitely.
Bring that shit to the school, my nigga.
Yeah,
don't bring that shit to school.
Yeah, to innocent students and shit.
Exactly. Do that shit at your fucking crib.
Because at the end of the day, students are young. They don't know. They don't know no better. Exactly. Like at the end of the day,
teachers,
they're still they're learning. I mean, shit. We in our well, Dave, you're a few years younger than us, but we in our 30s and we like you know we understand. We know.
Yeah.
Now, there was a few. I didn't have many young teachers when I was in school, but I did have a nice little. Spanish.
I've been on both sides of
my
the game,
Spanish
so
teacher,
I know like.
She was
that's because you were New York.
I mean, everybody had a bad teacher.
Now she was white though.
Everybody,
I think everybody can relate to having a bad teacher.
She was about 5'3", little white lady. She had a nice little body, and she would always wear tight dresses. Her dresses used to be always tight.
And you loved it. And you loved it.
Oh, I loved it. But she, you know, she was a white lady, and you know how they say about white people. You know, they age like milk. The bitch was like 40.
Whoa,
she
why
like
she gotta be a bitch?
I'm sorry.
God damn, nigga,
I liked
chill
her.
Out. God
Shorty,
damn.
She was like full. She looked like she was about. She was 40. She looked like she was about 60 in the face. Looked like she smoked a lot of cigarettes.
Yeah,
you know she was a little.
She
could have
been smoking a lot.
She still hit.
Why she gotta be smoking crack? Hey, how you just gonna get on that man and now you make us smoke crack?
Because it's New York, I know.
And see, that's the thing.
I had a couple of them that I had my eye on down here.
She might have been snorting a lot of cocaine or something. Ain't no telling.
I'm sure she had the time of her day. She looked like she was lit at one time.
That shit alone. Kids don't do cocaine. Period.
Drugs are bad.
Right.
And if you don't believe me, ask your dad.
This motherfucker's crazy.
Yeah, I had a, you know what I'm saying? I had a fantasy. You know what I'm saying?
Nobody
teacher.
Cares.
White.
You just trying to look. No,
and you know what I'm saying? And she said she wanted me. I didn't understand.
And your
I
fantasy or in real life?
How old was
this
you?
This is real life.
Yeah, but,
no fantasy.
How old
life.
Was you, Moses?
Real life.
How old was you, Moses?
I mean, shit, I was senior at that time.
Mm. So that's like what, like 17, 18?
It was lit.
But see, this is the thing, though. This is the thing. When I was a senior, I had already surpassed that teacher fantasy, and I was just dating ladies that were their ages.
Mm. I need the light again.
The ones that didn't care. They're like, I'm not a teacher. Nigga. That's not my job. I like you. You can get this.
Yeah.
And I was just like, all right, well, let me see what that's about. But, you know, those times pass, and you experience things, and you move on, but...
Shout out to the older women.
Shout out to the older freaks.
There
you go. I don't want no older woman. I want the old freaks.
Oh, we gonna get the shout outs out. Fuck it, yo. Shout out to all the real niggas. Shout out to all the dope boys. Shout out to all the scammers. I ain't shit. Fuck it. That's what
we're talking about. Women. This nigga shouting dudes out.
You said shout out.
Shout out all the sex
addicts, man.
First of all, I ain't shouting out.
Young Buck got caught up.
Yo, females are scammers too. What the fuck you talking about?
No.
Females are scammers too.
You just ruined the move, man. Change the subject.
Yeah, fuck it. Whatever, man. We just talking shit.
This is how Young Buck got caught up.
Whoa, first of all,
sitting
you,
in the bed, I see work. You.
That's crazy. You crazy, nigga. This nigga's retarded.
I don't care. I still like black gloves.
All right, so
tough. The song's
okay. So all right, so now we gonna swing it, yo. Yo, teachers, just stop fucking the students. We over that shit.
Please,
fuck
if
y'all.
I'm not there, nah, don't do it no
get
more.
Get your money, teachers. Yeah. Just get the bread, man. It's a lot of women out there that's bad.
And you know what's even funnier? Teachers don't even make a lot of money for them to even be doing that shit.
Nah, like, it ain't worth their livelihood though.
But yeah, a lot of them do it because you know, saying for because
they got lust.
We got a lot of teachers that
that's
we know.
What it seemed
that,
like,
yeah, no doubt. Because it's society, like they done normalized the lust factor. Like people had morals and people had standards, and you didn't do things because you was ashamed of what people might think of you, and people might say about you, and people might respond to you, and you know what I'm saying? Like your family, your friends, everybody. Yeah. But then now they made it like I don't care. It's cool to do something wild and outlandish. Yeah. So they like it's the norm now.
Nah, you kind
of
fucked up.
Shouts out to the good teachers too. There's a lot of good teachers facts, that does a lot and make sure
I agree,
you
Moses.
Get the way you're going. Because I had a lot of few
good
that
teachers.
Really. Hey, you want to know what's you want to know what's really crazy though? Now that we've been out of school, you know, 10 plus years. I go out and about in the city sometimes, and I run across some of my old teachers, and like they don't really know, like they remember my face, but they don't remember my story.
I don't remember.
You see what I'm saying?
Teachers, I don't give a fuck.
And so the people that really play the part, you know what I'm saying? People that really change you, and they teachers leave jewels with, you know what I'm saying? Right, students, right. Regardless mm-hmm. of, you know what I'm saying, what it may be, mm-hmm. you never know what you remember about one particular student or teacher. So I'll always make it my business to say, hey, you know, I was in your third grade class or I was in your seventh grade class. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And even in high school, I seen one of my high school coaches. I was like, damn. It's cool, but, you know, it is what it is. Like, that's the main goal of the student-teacher relationships is to also make sure that, you know what I'm saying, you leave a jewel in somebody's life that make them want to be a better person, make them want to go on to do greater things. You see what I'm saying?
Hopefully.
And so, hopefully. And so don't, like, don't get it misconstrued and don't get it misconstrued and don't get it twisted, you know what I'm saying? Like and abuse that authority when it comes to these kids nowadays.
Gotcha. Yeah.
More of the story is teachers stop treating
still your fucking job.
Yeah, stop treating the school like a goddamn dating app, right? Not a dating app. Go do your fucking job and take your ass home.
Meetstudents.com. Sick up.
Said,
it's not no meetnostudents.com.
Like hey,
these kids is waiting for a world star video. These come niggas, on, hey, man. They say, shit.
Yo, alright, so.
And I'm mad because y'all wasn't doing that when I was.
Yeah, I knew it was some bent up hostility. I knew it was some bent up hostility from somewhere.
All right.
They was doing it when I was in school.
We're done. All right.
Came here.
Shut up. Teachers, do your fucking job. We out.
Anyway.
All right. Dirty Water Podcast. We out here. These niggas crazy.
Can you please
get we want to talk about top five.
Who?
Top five.
Oh.
But top five. Top five without Biggie, Jay-Z, Nas, and Pac.
Just because it's too easy with them niggas in there.
Right.
I'm not going first. I swear to God.
Top five. Listen. Top five. And I ain't saying this shit no more. So listen, goddammit. Top five without Big, Jay, Nas, and Pac. Yeah. We put it out there. The fuck you mean, nigga? Yeah, don't look stupid in this motherfucker now. That's why I fuck with Dave.
So when we say top five, we mean top five.
I'm saucy.
Current.
Your five. No, it could be
today.
Whoever.
Or whoever inspired you or something like that.
Right?
Hold on.
Engineer. What the fuck is top five, my nigga? Listen,
it can be Roy Jonesy.
What is top five to you? And then top five without Big J's, Nas, and Pac. God damn it, what the fuck? Let's do this shit, my niggas.
Yo, my nigga's stupid.
Okay, gotcha. Let me say it like.
Yo, my nigga.
Go ahead, Dave. Right, now, you say you ready. Go ahead, Dave. I'm sorry. What, Dave?
It's too
dog.
Yeah. Oh, there we go. It was two real, dog in. Real intimate in here.
Yeah.
Nah, yeah. You know what? I can put my shades back on.
Serving energy out this love.
I can put my shades back.
I feel somebody breathing by my neck. Like,
somebody breathing on my neck. Somebody on. Yo, the shit was like too many niggas in a dark room. Yeah. We ain't like that shit. We was like, what the fuck? Yeah, right, get
right.
Top five. No Big, no Jay, no Nas, no Pac.
Who going first?
They've gone first. They've gone first.
And it's not in order.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to go Kissing Styles is in there for me.
Okay.
So that's two.
Right.
Got it.
Just me personally, shut up. Kissing Styles, nigga. I'm Pac. Tired of you, my nigga. I ain't say no Pac. Pac
no,
is not
is
even
it,
one.
No, is it? They take away Pac.
Take away Pac.
Take away Pac.
Big, Nas, and Jay.
Okay, got it.
There you go.
That kind of pisses me off.
I'm doing Kiss, Styles.
Ooh.
I'm throwing Fab in there.
Oh my God, you're a killer.
I'm throwing.
You're a killer.
I'm throwing Fab in there.
I really don't. Go ahead. Shit, okay. Sound like my list. Okay. Shit.
Well,
I gotta start hanging out with
my
you.
My last two is gonna be different from yours.
Okay, we'll see. Go ahead. We'll see.
I'm gonna throw. I fucks with Ghostface. I gotta throw Ghostface.
Ooh. Thank you.
And then I got one more, right?
All right. I'm at four.
I say Kiss, Styles, Ghost. Fab.
Bow Wow.
I'm loving it.
Marco Polo. Marco Polo. Get out of here.
Fuck out of here, nigga. I'm going to say my last one.
Soldier Boy.
My last one. My last one. Damn, I'm trying to.
Yeah. I'm telling you right now.
And my last one, because I feel like my nigga is underrated, I'm going to say Banks.
Ooh, okay. Thank you, man. Okay. I got my
Hold on. Even though the situation he going in, what? You going to choose Banks.
Banks is cool. Wait, what situation you talking about, nigga? Not Buck, nigga. Okay, Banks.
Yeah. That's his homeboy, though.
Nah, that ain't got nothing.
That's his homeboy. He might do the same thing.
And Buck,
get the fuck
Buck
out of here,
spit.
Moses. Like, get Buck,
thank you.
Regardless of what happens, we're not getting back into that.
Yeah, fuck that. Buck, fuck that. Buck spit. Right. Hey, we good. I got my top five without it. And it's similar to yours. I got Kiss. Mm. I got Styles P. I got Fab. I got DMX.
Oh, I forgot.
That's why I was looking at you sideways. You ain't even see me looking at you sideways.
Hold on, bro.
Can I finish? God damn. Yes, sir. Yeah,
I'm glad I didn't say it because it would have been we'd have had four of the same.
People, right. But. So I'm glad you didn't either. But I do respect Ghostface. I love. Yeah. That's my nigga. And my fifth is Siegel.
Siegel.
Yeah, definitely. Siegel, for sure.
Let me tell you a quick story about DMX real quick.
Shout out to y'all.
DMX was the first. It's Dark and Hell is Hot was the first.
Classic.
It was classic.
Classic.
Was the first tape deck I ever got. I went on vacation with my grandparents and my aunts and uncles and all that. And I think my parents didn't end up going. So they gave me a fucking Walkman. Mm. And my cousin Mike gave me his.
Yo, what's up to Mike? That's my nigga too. Yeah, what's up to Mike? Hopefully he listening. What's up to my nigga?
he gave me fucking as Dark and Hell is Hot because I was always asked to fucking borrow it or play it for me and shit.
Right.
So I was about, I think that might have been 99 for me when I heard the album.
That shit came out in 98.
I know. I'm saying. I got the tape in 99.
Okay,
I've heard the songs, but I had the tape to myself.
You know what I mean? I'm not going to get into this Dark and Hell is Hot project,
but I was about 9 years old.
I was about nine years old
on the plane, nigga. I played that shit from fucking cover to cover to flip that shit over.
Classic.
That shit was hard.
Classic. All the way through.
Old,
classic.
Nigga, that shit was just mesmerizing.
Classic. Yeah. All the way through. Classic.
Yeah. All right. So,
yours. Go ahead.
My turn?
Yeah.
All right. Let me see how I guess I'm going to start this.
right, no particular order, but all contributing factors. Let me see. I want to say, I guess we got T.I., we got Lil Wayne, we got Eminem, we got Andre 3000.
You had four. You had four. I respect every last
one. And we got Loaded Lux, yo.
Oh, Loaded Lux.
Yeah, like, yeah, I can't sleep on my
desk. That's a different,
That's a different little flip.
Right.
Lux is
spitting. Like, Lux is be spitting.
Like, when you're an artist, you know what I'm saying, you got to recognize real. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it be spitting. And everybody that I feel like on my list, everybody can hold their own, and everybody's, you know what I'm saying, they style different. They have an entertainment art, and they have a, you know what I'm saying, a art craft in the same, and it just makes it for good entertainment.
Good list. Moses. Moses. You rolling the backwoods.
Yeah.
You rolling that bullshit that I'm tired of you fucking rolling. Yeah, all right.
I'm rolling the reel. About to tell you the reel.
Yeah. And then I got a backwoods coming to. Oh. Hey, you rolling. Oh, God,
been smoking that ever since the thing been on. Shut up. Just smoke it. It's good, nigga.
Whatever, nigga. Top five, my nigga.
What you got, nigga?
I'm sick of you, nigga.
I'm good, nigga.
Be Let's sick go, of me, nigga. Shit. Five Busta Rhymes, nigga.
Okay. Oh, okay.
I'm killing you.
Let me take a sip. That's I love
it. Ooh, I love it. I love it. Five. Busta Rhymes.
That's one. Go ahead.
Four. Raekwon.
It don't got
to be. Told my ghost, but you got to talk about the Quan.
Nah, it's enough. Very respectful.
The chef, nigga, not the Quan.
Right, the Raekwon.
Chef.
I'm loving the woo. I'm loving the woo in here, honestly. That's got to do it. All right, so that's two. What's up?
A lot of times y'all sleep on this nigga. This nigga came up for me. Nothing. Like, to you. You got aggravated. Soon as he used to come on, he just came hard, came out.
Young Berg?
Gucci Man.
You top five? Nice. Okay.
Gucci Man.
Okay.
Pay respect. Reason I say Gucci Man, because he put a lot of people on. A lot of people we seen on. Nah. Like, he put them on. He showed love. Like, even though he was going through whatever.
Nah, I fuck with Gucci.
He's still like.
For sure.
And another thing, like, it's shorty. You know what I'm saying? Double up the money. Who does that? Nah, I never seen nobody shorty double up somebody money and wait till they come out. That's real life. Yo, he big, got to be.
That's facts, too. Yo. For real.
Okay. Another nigga y'all sleep on.
First of
all, OT Genesis.
OT? You put OT in your
five?
I'm telling you that, boy.
Hey,
nah,
five?
That nigga spit. He spit.
Thank you. Like, he's in there.
And you five?
Five.
What's that?
Three?
That's four.
He's four.
That's four.
I got
three,
my fingers. I got my fingers waving.
Three, Mr. Group, Migos. Oh, you put, see? If we're going to do that, then I'm going to put the locks.
The locks, right.
I got one more pick.
Nah, because I was going,
What the fuck?
You can't say that, because I don't want to say the locks. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you can't, nigga, you already had five. Get
out of here. Y'all no,
I didn't. Yo, that's some real shit, Moses. You got an interesting five, ass nigga. Fucking
Who'd
five,
I say?
Nigga.
You said Ray, Ghost.
I didn't say Ghost.
Oh, say you said Ray.
You said Ray.
Buster.
Yeah.
What?
I don't know, nigga. What don't look at me. You can't look at me.
You said Ray Buster, OT
I told
Genesis.
You saucy, and I came in.
That's three.
Oh, okay.
That's three.
Ray Buster, OT Genesis.
That's three.
And somebody else you said two, nigga. I can't remember.
Migos. That's two. And it's still
one.
Yeah,
you got one more.
Girl. LL.
LL. Oh.
You ain't say no LL. No,
he said.
I ain't
that's his five.
One.
Oh, okay.
That's his five.
Just had one.
I don't know. That shit sound like six to me. I ain't crazy.
No, you
I might
crazy.
Be saucy, but I ain't crazy.
You sound like six because I said a group.
What?
Yeah.
No. Like, Migos was your fifth.
He said Migos.
Migos was my second.
Listen, yeah, all right. We done with that. Yeah, fuck that. No, we done. We done. This nigga's crazy. Yeah, I fucking love Moses. This nigga's fucking crazy. I am.
Nah.
I ain't even going to lie tonight. I'm not going to lie. I am. Fuck it. Whatever. Man, so we were going to talk about what the top labels throughout the game.
Nah, fuck
yeah, fuck that. I ain't skip that shit. That's bullshit.
Do the producers.
You want to do what? Oh,
three producers.
I'm not doing it first, boy. I did.
You
first.
Always nigga, not.
I just did no, Lex. It's time for you to do the first.
Yeah. Why y'all niggas always arguing with me with this bullshit? I'm not arguing, man.
It's done deal.
Fuck it, yeah. It's a done deal, man. Fuck that, man.
Moses.
I would say Dr. Dre. I say Dr. Dre because of the Chronic. Okay. You know, the Chronic album. Mm-hmm. That, like, that sound.
I'm going second.
You know what I'm saying? That's just that complete sound. Then I go with Swiss Beatz. Because Swiss Beatz is.
You made him, bro.
Nah, shut the fuck up.
Because you said something yesterday about Swiss Beatz, man.
No, yeah, nigga. Nigga, and X is in my top five. Yo, get the fuck out of here, nigga. Anyway, like I said.
Conversation right
nah,
now.
Fuck you, Moses. Anyway, I said Swiss because he brung the whole Rough Rider sound out. And, you know what I'm saying? When I was growing up, you know what I'm saying? I was from New York. And then I came down here. And when I was down here, I was always on the Rough Riders wave. And everybody around me down here was always on the shut the fuck up. Everybody, you saucy. But nah, everybody else was on the Cash Money wave, the Lil Wayne, the Juvenile, the BG. You know what I mean? And I was like, nah, Rough Riders. So that's the wave I was on. So Swizzy brung that.
Was Manny Fresh tough?
Oh, most definitely. Okay. That's not in my three.
Manny Fresh, that nigga.
Yeah, he's tough, but he's not in my three. But I do respect his craft, and I fuck with Manny Fresh because he brought out that whole Cash Money sound. For sure. But, and then my third is Kanye West. Don't get it twisted. I definitely fuck with Just Blaze. Like, you know what I'm saying? But Kanye, just when I heard, what was this? This Can't Be Life with Scarface. And Beanie Sigel on that. That's Kanye. Shit. Hell, you want to go back and talk about T.I. when you said T.I. in your top five engineer? Shit. Kanye did, Doing My Job.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that's a classic record.
That's a nice record.
You know, for a Southern artist to get on that and get and do the way he did. So, Kanye and Spaceship. Spaceship on College Dropout.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying? Like, just that the way he sampled his beats and everything. And I said Dr. Dre because, like I said, the Chronic, and then Dr. Dre mixes his beats down, and he gives you a different sound that you can't even find. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's all him. You know it's him. You know what I mean? So, Engineer, do you have a three?
Nah, it's me second, man.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Moses. Go ahead.
It's three, right?
Yeah, three.
Let's go three. Travis Scott.
As a producer, he has a good sound.
Yeah, he does.
But now Moses is a different nigga, man. Yeah. Moses is a different nigga.
He did 808. Kanye West. Oh, that's what I was
like.
Upper Echelon was like,
right,
the toughest shit.
Okay, I respect it though, because I like Travis Scott.
Yeah, like, it was like, sure. That beat was tough, and then a lot of stuff I heard from was tough. 808.
808 Mafia?
Yeah, 808 Mafia, a lot of them.
Nigga getting all the way really, trapped. Yeah, like,
808 Mafia was tough. Waka Flocka, I mean, you heard from them, Gucci Man, Juice, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people like Juice, but. He put him to a nice beat. He's nice.
To my OJ?
Yeah.
OJ Juice, man?
Yeah.
Man, speak up, nigga.
My first one, I don't really know. I don't really say.
Yo, he was really, really excited about his turn, yet he don't know.
Right. What
the fuck?
That first one, you know what I'm saying? Stop hating over there. You know
what I'm you're just trying to come back. Yeah, kid in here. I want him. Okay, let's just calm down over there. I like it.
Nah.
Oh, shit.
Who can I say? Oh, I'm lying. The first one, Alchemist.
Done a lot. Like, it's real tough. Like,
I fuck with Alchemist, man.
The latest, my homeboy, put me on Dave.
Say it again. Say it again.
Dave, he put me on Freddie Gibbs and the Currency. Man. You know what I'm saying? The last one was Currency and
it was a straight Currency. It's
Currency.
What was that?
It was Currency Alchemist, but it was still Axon Bronson. That was the toughest.
Oh, you talking
about that record right there was tough. Alchemist did a lot with Mobb Deep. You gotta understand, like that was that era back then. H&IC, Alchemist, come on, man. Why do you say anymore, man?
We gonna make it, Alchemist?
Just go to the engineer. I'm done, man.
Don't give me an Alchemist,
see,
too.
See, that's but, one of mine right there. Use that.
But nah, it's cool. Nah, it's cool. It's cool. It's cool, because I love Alchemist, that. I love that, for sure.
You ain't, like, you think you ain't heard Alchemist, you don't heard him before.
Yeah, nah, you definitely heard Alchemist.
But it's somebody else other than Alchemist, I thought Dave would say. He probably said. He did a lot of Maybach music too.
That's all I'm saying.
I don't know.
Who's next?
Yeah, Maybach is definitely a force to be reckoned with.
Engineer.
Let me see.
Engineer. He got a three.
I would say we're going to start it off with. Dang on.
I'm mad. I'm sick.
Just Blaze.
Just Blaze? Why?
Why? Because I like soulful beats.
Okay. But like, what were some of the records that put you on Just Blaze? I think that was like one of the things we were saying about when we like what put you on? What made you say, "Oh damn, you know what, Just Blaze?"
Okay, so let me. Yeah. I'm just say, just off the top of my head, that Usher shit on the Confessions. You know what I'm saying? But any beat that you just heard, Just Blaze.
Right. Like, no. I fuck with Blaze.
So anything. So I mean, it's countless. It's countless. But you know what I mean? Let me see. I would say.
Wait, hold up. Do you see that that little battle him and Swizzy had? Yeah, that Swizzy smoked that nigga.
Big facts.
Just Blaze was starting.
Big facts.
Yeah, look it up.
Just Blaze was starting it, though.
Like, doing beat battles is like one of the things that Swizzy got going on with these niggas.
Track for track and shit. And it's hard to match Swizzy's energy.
But it's still, you know, Just Blaze still goes back to what I was saying with my Blueprint.
He didn't lose by much.
Blueprint's one of my favorite albums, and he was on that, man. Shit.
Yeah, he got some shit. But keep going, bro.
Yeah. Blaze, who your next one? You got two more. See, look. He tried to get on
Ninth
Moses.
Ninth Wonder.
See?
Yeah.
Like your style.
I gotta give it up.
Very respectable.
Nice.
Then, yeah, for sure.
And then with that being said, let me see. Tomb.
So who you say, Timbo?
Toomp.
What he got? Who?
Grand Hustle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like.
Yeah. Definitely. T.I. shit.
Whenever he needed to get some energy out of, you know what I'm saying? He know how to deliver. He come through and he deliver real good. So, I mean, it's others too, but
yeah,
it depends on which mode I'm in. Yeah.
You're right.
Try to be versatile with my, you know what I'm saying, selection.
All right, so
what you got, like, Dave?
I'm gonna say Alchemist. Alchemist, I think is underrated. I think he got tracks like Moses said from fucking the Mobb days,
right?
Yeah, come on.
When he fuck with Kiss, feel me, still feel me.
The Locks,
come
days.
On,
still,
the Locks man. Days,
Locks baby. Days. Yeah. That nigga, he a West Coast nigga.
Way
that sound,
right. Cali nigga.
Nice. The mixtapes he got with Currency, the mixtapes he got with Action Bronson.
Oh, come on. Come on.
Yeah.
Breach, breach.
Yeah. Breach. That's my Dave, my nigga. Yeah, you be a fraud, but you my nigga, Dave. I'm going to say it, man. Breach. You a fraud, but you my nigga, man. I don't fuck with frauds.
Anyway.
Did a lot of locks, right?
Yeah. He
come on. Locks, come on.
The Essence. Locked
oh my
the
god!
Essence, did that shit.
Yeah, that shit was classic. That's a classic record.
What else? Who else? I'm gonna have to say Swizzy.
Swizz.
Yeah. Swizz. Swizzy speak for itself, man.
Right. No rough eyes ever, man. Yeah. Period. Nice. For real. Nice. Mm-hmm. Who your third? Who
last
your third?
One. We got
Look, we ain't got time for a moment of silence, nigga. This ain't a prayer meeting. This ain't a prayer meeting, nigga. Get it together, goddamn it. Shit.
And I'm going to say RZA.
Ah, he going to take it. Nice. Oh, he going to take it back to the woo. Yo,
nice.
Yo, I try to talk shit, but God bless you.
Don't nobody.
God bless you, man.
Nobody make beats like RZA.
God bless you.
Nobody. You're right.
You listen to them old tracks.
Oh, my God.
The fucking drum patterns don't even line up. But shit's it don't crazy. Even fucking matter, and it just sound fucking bananas. That shit is God. Fucking crazy.
Only dude that can do that. Maybe Kanye.
I gotta take a sip of the really dirty water on that one.
Well, you know who did that? No ID did that on that Jay-Z album.
You said, hey, Kanye said No ID is mentor. Let
the story begin. There you go. No ID is another producer.
Oh, he's definitely, he's a legend. Mm-hmm. He's a legend to me.
He did that Jay album. What's that Jay's last album?
444. Yeah, he did the whole joint. Yeah.
And if you listen to that shit, his samples don't match up. It ain't a continuous loop.
And the way he used those 808s, too? Hard.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And just,
That was slime. I tell you another producer I love, right?
You can tell.
Another producer I love right now is, what's my man? What's my nigga name, man? White boy. Is he white? He did Butter's album.
He did. A-Rap.
A-Rap music.
Yeah, he not white, but A-Rap.
I'm sorry. No disrespect. No disrespect. I'm just saying.
A-Rap is serious.
I fuck with him.
He did. He fucked with Dipset a whole bunch, remember? Damn, what song? What Cam song he made? He made a whole bunch of Cam.
Yo, what you need to do is just get on YouTube, Moses, and then look up A-Rap music. And I mean, he'll back in the day when niggas was just freestyling on top of the head. He'll do his beats like
nigga,
that.
You
freestyling
know
his beats.
I know A-Rap, but I need to know the beat. That's
He did so much. Yo, oh my God. Mm. He did that whole Joe Budden Raging the Machine album. And that shit is hard.
Man, listen. I like Joe Budden's talk.
He fucked with Fab. He did records with Fab. Mm-hmm. The Hope.
Like
the Hope,
records,
right?
Like what records?
What was that, Soul Tape 2?
What records with Fab?
On Soul Tape 2, it's called A Hope, A Kiss. Okay. I want to say Soul Tape 2. He did that joint. He did a few joints, man.
Oh, man.
Yeah, like
you ever heard Cam's "I Get It in Ohio"?
No,
nigga.
Shout out to Cam, man, nigga. I fuck with Cam.
Shout out to Cam, Fabulous, like my niggas
like that. Hold on.
Oh, you gonna pull it up over there?
Nigga, you heard "I Get It in Ohio"?
Nah, that shit hard. Hey.
Hold on, what is this?
You know, we suck as a podcast. We need to be plugging that shit up. We need to be plugging that shit up so the listeners can hear that shit. It's called I Get It in Ohio. It's called I Get It in Ohio. Cam'ron, man. A-Rap Music did that joint. You know what I mean? But we can't keep playing that shit, man. Talk that shit the fuck off, man. But, that's what it is. Like, what the fuck? Yo, come on.
Can't afford that.
I'm about, these niggas. Let me get some more dirty water. Let me get some more dirty
water. I
got to
go pee anyway. I don't give a fuck.
What the fuck? No, come on, man. Here you go.
I got to pee.
You leave it? Yo, you really going to do that? Oh, my God.
Right here in the park. You good, Moses? I pee, right? I'm good.
All right, here's what.
Come on, salty tips.
We good? We good? Moses had to take a Moses.
Fuck,
we had a fuck.
Come
we
on,
punching in.
Yeah.
Now we punching in because this nigga Moses while we had gonna take a piss and shit. We ain't got time for that shit, man. We ain't got time for that shit.
Who got my lighter?
Yo, fuck
nigga,
lighter.
You holding your lighter?
No, I got three of them. Know what? This the fuck I'm talking about?
Right, what are you talking about?
What's
the
other lighter?
Yeah,
that's it right
there. Three lighters.
You ain't got three lighters.
I'm going to steal one before the night is over.
See, that's that New York shit. That's, yo, Dave, that's why I be watching you. You always on some New York shit. Just want to steal. Why you want to steal a nigga lighter?
Where's your lighter?
I didn't bring one. Exactly. I knew to bring, not to bring one because you was coming. Because
I took it yesterday.
No, you ain't take my shit yesterday, nigga.
I took somebody's yesterday.
What color is it?
Gray.
Nah, give him my shit.
Yeah.
Nah, give him my shit,
it's
nigga.
At the house, nigga. Fuck out of here.
No, okay, so where your orange one? Give me that one.
Nah, I'm not giving you shit. You use this nigga lighter for
nah,
that
fuck
one.
No,
now
nigga.
I gotta
you
watch you.
Nah. Oh, listen. Let me tell you something.
Not using my
flame. Let me tell
no
you something.
More.
Fuck that. Let me tell you something.
If
baby.
Somebody use my flame, I swear to God, I put the pythons on somebody. I've been ready to rip my shirt off
that.
And put the pythons.
Dave, you definitely better watch me, nigga, because I'm definitely stealing one of your joints.
You ain't getting shit.
This sometime coming up soon.
Nigga, I think I'm gonna put a bid on the second one. You know what I'm saying?
Let me see somebody light it real quick.
Nah, you ain't seeing my light.
Oh, and I can't see Dave light it though. You already know what time it is. Man, listen, we back on the Dirty Water Podcast, man. These niggas, oh yeah,
he's
I can't,
he's lying,
I can't, let me borrow, yeah, thank you. Trust you right now. All right, yo, look, we're going to go ahead and, you know, we're going to wrap this shit up, but we always like to wrap it up with a Ville segment, because that's where we at, 910, shout out to the East Side.
That was it.
What you mean? What else you got? Oh, I mean, what?
What else you want to talk about? Did we go through all of them? We cut it short a little bit, but what you got something to say?
Niggas got shit to do, man.
We got another
niggas got
point,
shit to
man.
Do.
Let's talk about the point.
What point?
There ain't nothing else on there.
Yeah, you be fucking up my podcast, Moses, on the low.
Right now.
You know what I'm saying? Like. Yo, Dave, he be fucking up the podcast on the low.
Ville segment.
And we trying to swing it into the Ville segment. You over here just want to be extra because you just goddamn got a you got a backwood going now.
That's good.
You know what I mean? I don't now you feeling some type of way. You done had enough dirty water. Now you got the backwood going. I told you were saucy when we got this motherfucker.
But you more saucy, aren't you?
Possibly.
Let's go, man.
Yeah, I eat glasses for 3 hours.
What you? Yeah, we could. I know we could talk about night, but we not. So we not. The Ville segment. Let's do the Ville segment. Let's get the fuck up out of here. Niggas got shit to do. Shout out to the East Side. You already know what it is. Yo, it was talking about Trent. We were talking about Trent. Hold on, man. Let me smell this. I got you. I got you.
Get the niggas light. You're going to hold my lighter hostage.
I'm doing the podcast, and you know, on a podcast, you got to talk, nigga. Niggas want to hear you talking.
Yeah, but you can multitask. You can multitask.
Right.
That's definitely possible. Multitasking with them damn shades on.
There you go.
The fucked up part is it's dark as shit outside, and I forgot I had the shades on. So that's how I know I'm saucy. Whatever. Fuck y'all. I love y'all. Anyway, the Ville segment. The Ville segment, and we was talking about transportation. The way niggas get around out here in the Ville. And one instance I see was
shout out to the 295 loop.
Word. But one thing was yeah, I gotta get this shit out. Let me stop laughing. When I seen a nigga on a bicycle. I'm talking about the bicycle got pedals. This bicycle had pedals and everything. But that shit had a little motor on it.
Oh, shit. This nigga was good. Yeah. He hard.
I'm talking about the little white smoke was putting out the back and everything.
Oh, he was lit. That's hard. I need one of those. That's hard right there.
Hell no, that ain't hard, nigga. Get a fucking car, man. Get a fucking wheel.
Nah, my nigga, I'm getting a bike with a motor. I can't afford.
Yo, he was not even pedaling, my nigga.
That shit costs 50 cents to fill up.
And I want to say the nigga passed a nigga on a scooter. I was like, cause I was at a light, and he was like, yeah. And I was like, boo, boo, boo. And I was like, what the fuck? I was like, it's a bicycle. And that nigga, and the white smoke is coming out the back of that motherfucker. I'm like, what the fuck is going on out here, yo?
His ass was on fire.
Yeah, that shit was the craziest That shit was the craziest shit I ever seen. These niggas in school. Yo,
I seen a nigga down here. He had a scooter. The nigga had a He made himself a little trailer out of wood.
I need a light.
Had his little fucking tires, his little wheelbarrow tires on that motherfucker. And this is a scooter. Guess what was on the goddamn trailer on the back of the school? What? Fucking 12-pack of beer, my nigga.
What?
Coming out the goddamn gas station.
I thought you was going to say some shit like...
That's precious cargo to that type of person.
He had the little small bungee cord.
Let me tell you, anybody that builds...
I thought you was going to say some shit like the nigga had like a motherfucking lawnmower, weed eater on the back.
Yeah, get his hustle
like, yeah, he's trying to grind and get some bread or something.
But you making that statement, let me know what type of person that is. So the mentality of that person, if he goes through all that just to make sure he... That's precious cargo.
That's that Ville shit. Pack shout out to the Ville, though. We love the Ville.
Yeah.
We love
the Ville. Shout out to the
Ville. Niggas is crazy.
Buddy Budweiser. Fuck out of here.
Yeah, that shit. I wish I could have seen it. I wish I could have seen it. You see some shit, Moses? Moses is saucy. Man.
You want to see what I seen?
Moses is saucy.
You want to know what I seen? I seen a nigga jump on a lawnmower to go to get some cigarettes.
Oh yeah.
I had traffic fucked up. Ran out of gas.
This nigga sitting in at the light.
On a lawnmower.
Over some cigarettes.
He wanna get a pack of six.
That's just lazy.
The nigga ain't got no license and he ain't got no car, so he had to get his license.
That's just lazy, because if you ain't got those, that's the good equation to walk. And if
the guy we talking about, he can't walk. He walked with a cane.
Oh, okay.
You put the cane on the motherfucker.
So you gotta give all the details
a cool old hood nigga. You know what I mean? We still love him.
But the shit ran out of gas as he hit the corner. He ran out of gas. The nigga had to push it the rest of the way.
Well, look,
he tried to hit the turbo.
So you telling me that this man that can't walk because he walked with the cane, he had to push the lawnmower.
He had to push.
So
it.
Now,
that's the only way.
So now, that's pushing crazy. The lawnmower involves walking,
right?
With a little bit extra,
right?
So, walking and so you mean telling
but
me?
But the
he
thing is,
just
your
walk?
Hands is on the lawnmower. You know what I mean? So you just gotta, you gotta shimmy. And let that bitch roll.
Sound like some Fayetteville East Side shit.
Sound like somebody got a video of that shit somewhere. Somebody said, this nigga here.
We got a video of somebody this nigga sitting at the light, but not him pushing. He came back.
We're not releasing the video. Somebody that was passing by at that moment got a video.
Oh my God.
It was like,
somebody else might have taped this crazy ass.
Man, shout out to the Ville. Shout out to the East Side. We're going to wrap this up.
All right. Well, my last little thing is.
Go ahead.
I seen a lady make her house on the sidewalk of Rayford Road.
Sheesh.
Like the tent was like, hold up. You see that ottoman right there? The tent was as big as that ottoman right there.
It's going to be later in life when I get it.
And she made it right there on the sidewalk.
It's going to be later in life when I get you later. Don't worry.
Go ahead, close this out.
Oh, you done?
Yep.
She made a house on the side. No,
nah, you wasn't listening.
I was getting a lighter.
Fuck the dumb shit.
I was getting a lighter. So
nah, but no. She made her house right there on the sidewalk, right there in the middle of the damn sidewalk on Rayford Road, right there by the Sunoco. She was there for a good period of time too. Like a week and a half. She was set up shop, for real. Rain, sleet, hell, snow. She was dead. Well, in people way.
Yeah. Shout out to the homeless, though, because it's getting cold out here.
Sure.
Hopefully somebody
nigga. I was fucking pissed off. The weather is fucking trash today. I'm going to let you know that shit right now. I was pumping gas, and that fucking wind was fucking disrespectful. Period. I ain't like that shit at all. I'm used to that hot-ass, humidity-ass shit down here in the South, man. I don't understand that shit. Don't bring that shit around here no more. And we're going to wrap this shit up. It's the motherfucking Dirty Water Podcast. We trying to do this shit every motherfucking week. Yep. Catch us out again motherfucking
Moses.
Next week.
For
Moses,
sure.
Motherfucking B-Rich. Engineers, yep. Motherfucking Lexus. This motherfucking my nigga Dave. Yep. And we out this bitch. Yeah.